This I Believe. George A. McDevitt is a successful businessman who believes in two Bibles. But if you conclude hastily from that he is a hard-headed executive whose only concern is profit in dollars, you will be mistaken. He has profited from a larger view of life. Born in Philadelphia, Mr. McDevitt began his professional career on the old Philadelphia North American, a flourishing newspaper in its day. This experience determined his career. Today, a New Yorker, he heads the George A. McDevitt Company, national advertising representatives for an important group of metropolitan newspapers. Now he takes time off from business to give us his personal creed.
First of all, I believe in God, frankly, because I cannot imagine the universe without a guiding hand. Whenever I hear men ridicule the idea of a supreme being, I recall the words of Benjamin Franklin when he proposed that the sessions of the Constitutional Convention in 1787 be opened with prayer. If, he said, a sparrow cannot fall without God's knowledge, how can an empire rise without his aid? Personally, I am a man of one faith and two Bibles. My second Bible is Emerson's Compensation, which is the everyday creed by which I try to live. I read that great moral and literary masterpiece when I was a young man, and have never forgotten it, nor ever known its simple but relentless principle of equity to fail. Over the years, I have seen a rough and retributive justice operating in the affairs of men, including my own. Often it is slow to reveal itself, but I am never deluded into thinking that I can escape the penalties for my acts. The mills of the gods grind slowly, but they grind exceeding small. Compensation may be slow to catch up with me, but sooner or later, the bill is rendered and the price must be paid. Most of us today are appalled by the hate, the malice, and the corruption in contemporary life. Yet history shows that the conditions we deplore in our times were just the same in other times. If injustice and inequity seem greater today than ever before, it is only because there are more of us, and because man has developed new resources and techniques for making trouble and inflicting pain. Take the atom bomb, for example. I believe that the secrets of the atom will ultimately be an instrument for good. But man's first impulse is to use them as an instrument of destruction. Man's inhumanity to man continues unabated on this unhappy planet. Yet I believe that the law of compensation is working today on a grander scale than it has ever worked since Emerson first gave his great message to the world. Millions who for centuries have worshipped war are at last beginning to realize that everybody dies on the battlefield, no matter who lives after the battle. The soldier pays with his life, the civilian pays with his taxes, and the widow and the orphan pay with their tears. That is compensation, and I believe the world is fed up with it. What Emerson taught by precept, life teaches by example. And I believe that whoever abides by the rule of equity is better able to live in harmony with his neighbor and with himself. In my own case, it has enabled me to build a successful business, to stay on good terms with my fellow man, and to sleep nights with an untroubled conscience. I try, in my own feeble fashion, to do the right thing, amenable to the law of compensation and to the guidance of God, and have thus achieved reasonable happiness and peace.
Those were the beliefs of George A. McDevitt, New York advertising executive, who has spent a long time studying the conflicts of life and has tried to compose them for himself in a reasonable way and with humility.